I'm not regurgitating these stories. I really don't. This is the same behaviors you run into different people. Or I think they're different people. I'm not sure. You know, this online dating world is really funny, but I haven't had a good story like this in a while. I had somebody just reach out to me. No profile pic. And obviously their profile is very, very bland. Let me look through it real quick. Yeah, nothing here. I'm very romantic. I know what I want in life. I'm not into games. Life is short. I would like to find somebody with similar interests. Are you the one? 43 years old, RN, allegedly. I mean, all this stuff. I'm not, you know, you only can take these things as face value, right? But she talks about being separated. Doesn't have a profile pic. Okay. And she reaches out to me. How are you? So the first thing I think about whenever anybody reaches out to me with no pictures and just a bland profile. And by the way, in the profile says she's legally separated. So again, I don't know. I have red flags that come up. I say, okay, well, this is interesting. Someone with no pictures in online dating. That's like basically going into a blindfold out to the bar. That's what she's wanting me to do. And fall in love with her words and what she says. So, okay, so how are you? I say, well, listen, when I see no pictures, it's a red flag for me. Because if you're not an FBI agent, if you're not on witness protection, if you're somebody, you're not that important in the grand scheme of things. So when you're hiding your picture, what that lets me know is that, well, you're probably worried about a current husband, ex-husband, or a crazy ex dealing with you or finding you online and then coming and kill your kids, whatever situation you have going on. I get it, right? But you can't lie to me and tell me that when someone's hiding a picture that I shouldn't have a heightened sense of, okay, bullshit meter. Something's going on here. So the first thing I ask is, hey, listen, are you still legally married? Are you in a complicated situation dealing with a crazy ex or living with a former love interest? You know, that's kind of what I'm dealing with here. And I asked that question 3 times because she was kept dancing around it. She kept dancing around the question. And, you know, it's one of those people that turn it on you. You know, I always talk about my dating. It's like you're going to have, whenever you have somebody not answering the questions directly, like they have something to hide. They're trying to point it back at you. And unfortunately, this girl doesn't know that I've been through the rodeo one too many times of online dating. This is what happens when you're single for a long time. This is what happens when you're in the dating world for 6 years. You see the similar patterns happening. So in her case, I already labeled her as somebody. Yeah, I'm judging her. Somebody that doesn't have any pics. Profile says legally married. You're very insecure about yourself, your image, or you're hiding yourself because of an ex or somebody that you're currently dealing with. You're not being fully forthright with what's going on with you. And then after that, she's trying to pull information out of me. So for example, when I'm asking her, what does she do? Or what does she live in that situation? She dodged that question when I talked about, are you legally married? Are you still with somebody? She's trying to blame it as, huh, you must have PTSD. Huh, you're not very trusting. You know, like just trying to put it on me and dodge it all together. So, you know, I've always said this about women, that they're not very good at lying. If you put them in the corner and ask them direct questions, they're going to answer them, yes or no. But she doesn't want to. And not only that, but she's flipping it on you to answer them. So, for example, after 3 times, I asked the same question. She goes, no, I'm not legally married. No, I don't live with somebody. I don't have anything complicated. What about you? You know, it's like they're always flipping that question onto you. They don't even ask you questions. But though she did ask one question, which I always go back to. This is the difference between men and women, is that the first question is, what do you do for work? They're worried about your job. You know what I'm saying? Even though she looked at the pictures, even though, and of course, she had a problem with me asking for pictures. I said, I gotta know what you look like. She's like, wow, you're very superficial. You know, I've gone on that rant plenty of times. So it's always fascinating with a woman that doesn't put pictures up, wants you to go in on a blind, fall in love with her brain, or they're worried about something. They're worried about you kidnapping their kids. You know, they have it in their head, but yet they're telling me I have PTSD. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the funny thing about it, is that you kind of, my bad experiences over and over again over the course of 6 years allows me to have a pattern of behavior that I could read. So when I see somebody trying to point it at me, like it's my fault, like I'm the issue, I'm like, I'm not the issue. I'm asking very direct questions. Very direct questions. Because you got to understand that in the reality of the dating world, especially at this stage and age, right, we have people that are in complicated scenarios. It's very rare that you have somebody like me that's been legally divorced and single for, well, gosh, over 6 years now. I don't have any relationships. The only one that comes in here is my daughter, 3 to 4 days a week. And obviously I'm providing, and I have all these experiences and all these amazing things that I do, right? So I already know where I'm at, and the reason I haven't found somebody of my equal is because they're not out there. They're not out there. The ones that are mutually attractive and don't have their shit together. Or they have their shit together, but we're not mutually attractive, and they don't take care of themselves. And they want you to overlook that. But I bet you when they were 16, 17, or 18, I should talk legal terms because, you know, we don't want to get into R. Kelly territory. But when they were younger, when they were legally younger, their looks wasn't an issue. But now all of a sudden, after they have two kids and they've been married or in a relationship or whatever it is that they were in, you know, they don't feel that good about themselves. So they just give you the perennial face pics. They don't show you body pics. And then when you ask for them, they get offended. Again, we have standards. I was talking to somebody about that on Facebook. And we're going back and forth a little bit in a healthy way. Not like this one. This one's more like trying to put it on me. But it's very healthy, very good. And the girl was just inquiring about, you know, the why women don't need a man to provide for them. You know, like women should try to strive for themselves. And I think a guy asked her, you know, it's weird because when a girl usually asks me what I do for work, I usually just tell them I stay at home, I live off welfare, and I just don't have nothing going on. Because for us guys, when you ask that, it's the same reaction that we get from a woman when we're asking them for their picks. They're thinking that we're being superficial. It's like, no, we have standards. Just like you have standards as a woman of wanting a man that wants to provide, that wants to, you know, be there for you a little bit, right? And or be able to provide for themselves and provide stability that you don't have to take care of. You already have kids to take care of, so you don't want a man to do that for you. I get it. But I was telling this girl was that men and women have different standards. And I understand the women's standards. So, you know, when I say my job, this is my title, this is what I do, I have no problem conveying that and you verifying it. I have no problem you talking to my boss and seeing me on social media and seeing the things I do. That's not a problem. Like, my transparency is not an issue, because when you're living a truthful life like I am, I have no problem hiding it. The problem that I run into is that a lot of women, most women, if not all of them online, they're not very transparent about who they are, because they're worried about being judged. They're worried about being exposed by somebody. They may be living a double life. You know, they just may be currently transitioning out of a situation, right? I mean, it's just so a myriad of things they're not wanting to convey in the very beginning because they don't know you, but they want to get information from you. And again, going back to this nutcase here, it's a matter of a person, you know, it's a really weird thing. A really weird thing where the person just wants to engage in conversation but doesn't want to let you know about their status. They don't want to let you know about what they look like. And this is the world of dating that you're in right now. It's like, you know, this person is a very person that's insecure or is just being very private and wants to select who they want to be with. And, you know, I've known women that keep their profiles private. And when they reach out to you, they send you a message and then they let you see the pictures. But then the moment you start dialoguing, or you probably switch the conversation over to text with actual phones, and they put their profile back on private so that you're not able to continue to see the pictures and they're able to send them to you, whatever it is, right? But, you know, when you have people like this that are totally hiding their appearance and they want to be judged by their words or their lack of words and want to put it on you to kind of give them the resume, and then they decide whether they want to be with you or not, this is the kind of person that is very abundant in the dating world. It's very, and that person, you know, the sad thing about it is a person like that is they're going to have a guy that plays along exactly how they want to be talked to, exactly how they want to be catered to. But when you're not giving me pictures, when you're not confident enough in portraying who you are, it really puts a dampen on the experience of getting to know you. Because I look at it from, if I was to meet you at a bar, if I was to meet you at an event, the first thing that happens is physical attraction. It doesn't happen, just like as that person reached out to me, or this person reached out to me because I have pictures in my profile about what I look like, and I'm able to convey that and with confidence, then you should want the other person doing the same. I think that's just a base start. But again, you'd be fascinated the amount of women like this person that really just hide behind that. And then they try to put it on you, like saying, oh, you must have PTSD from a prior relationship. We all do. We all have damage from prior relationships. Now, if this person would understand that and listen to my podcast, she would know that the last 3 years of me recording adventures has been very fascinating, to say the least. When you have women that you talk to for months and they're claiming they're single, they're not with anybody, and all of a sudden you see them on Facebook with another guy, that roommate ended up being an ex. Cool. I mean, it's not that I'm jaded or angry. It's more about, I don't want to waste my time with you. I don't want you wasting your time with me. So if you were talking for months, let's just say hypothetically I talk to this girl and I don't know what she looks like, and I talk to her for a few weeks, and then she decides to get the courage to meet, or decides the courage to meet, and I see her in person, I don't like what I see. We just wasted 2 weeks of our time, of our lives, texting one another. And that's the part that women like this don't understand, is that you're wasting time by not conveying who you are. I'm not saying you have to put your life out there like I do. You don't have to put out there a Google link with all the questions where everything that a girl's gonna ask, you have there answered, right? It's more about you conveying, hey, listen, I'm a good person. This is what I do. This is what's going on. This is what's happening in my relationships. This is what's going on. Like, that at least gives me an understanding. Okay, this is what I'm getting into. Do I want to go in or not? Because if you're telling me, just like the prior one I talked to, she was like, look, I'm not married. I'm kind of halfway out of a situation, and I have a crazy ex that I'm dealing with. I'm like, okay, I looked at her. She's attractive enough. Okay, let's roll the dice. That's the way I do. And, you know, had a great personality. We got along, and she was dealing with two guys. I mean, every girl that I've dealt with, there's something always going on in the background, always. So when you try to deny that reality, that's a possibility, right? That there's a possibility of something more going on, because again, this is superficial. I'm just meeting you here, interacting with you, and nothing's going on. This is a very, very interesting thing. Like, you just see this all the time with women. And I know for you ladies out there that don't think this way, just know that there's women out there like that. Like, it's very normal to meet women like this that are supposedly grown women, have kids, but yet still act in a very immature way where they're not able to be honest and direct and transparent and own their truth, whatever that truth is, and convey it. And if a stranger like me judges them, and if a stranger like me says something bad about them, who cares? I don't know them. I don't have any impact or significance in their life for them to care what I think. You think if she called me a crazy PTSD jaded guy, you think I would care? No. I mean, I'll be like, okay, cool. I mean, I appreciate your feedback, but nothing I could do for you, because that's how I live. You know, her feedback on my life has zero significance. Or only that it just gives me material to rant about in these dates. And, you know, for my daughter, when she gets older, you see that these are the things that you can't do. Like, if you're going to be a woman out there dating, just be transparent. Meaning, I'd be transparent as giving your whole life, but just be, look, this is what I look like. Guys value attraction. You could be a hot girl Instagram model working at Target, and people will still love you. We don't care if you're a fucking nurse. We don't care if you're a fucking doctor. If you don't look good, you don't look good. Go to the gym. Be the best version of you. Okay? And if you're happy being thick, that's okay. Expose it. Show it. Because then you may not get the 100 messages that you wanted before, but the 2 or 3 guys that you're getting, they're going to be genuine in what you look like. Own your appearance, because guys, it matters to them. Just like a woman, it matters to her what I do for a living. If I had a great personality, if I was a good-hearted man, and I was giving, and I was everything you wanted me to be, but I couldn't keep a job, I was living on welfare, and I was living at home with my mom, many women would not go for that. Even though I was the perfect man in every other category. Some women would want to take me on as a reclamation project, but I wouldn't be attracted to them. And that's the part that women fail to understand. It's like, look, for a guy, attraction matters. Just like a guy understands that. A guy understands that, look, a job and a career is very important to a woman. So when I say, look, I'm a CFO for a company here in town, and I have my education, my business degree, and my master's, they're going to look at me, okay, this guy's a quality guy. This guy's a man I want to hitch my ride to. Right? So I understand that. But women don't understand it. They have to hold up their end of it. And it's okay if you don't feel you up to par, or if you want to go ahead and throw stabs at a guy for being superficial. We all have standards. It's just different type of standards. Your standards are more of a financial monetary one. And for a guy, it's more of a superficial physical attraction one. How good you are in bed. Because if you're 300 pounds, let me tell you something. I'm not going to want to take a picture with you. You know, I'm not going to put you on profile with me in Facebook. Sorry. You know, you and your plastered faces. And I'm not trying to knock anybody down as obese or anything like that. Because as long as you're happy who you are, I'm just saying for me. For me. Just like maybe a CFO that lives where he lives at now and doing what he's doing is not attractive to you. I totally get it. It doesn't offend me. But I'm living my life. And I think you should live your life and be truthful and realize that the standards for both genders are different. And if you don't feel you live up to the standards, don't try to coerce the man to think like a woman. Because I'm not having a woman think like a man at all. I can't. You know, I can't. You know, no matter what I try to dance around, if I live at home, not providing a paycheck, not providing a lifestyle for my daughter and for myself and doing the things that we do, you wouldn't be attracted to that. And I get it. Nothing wrong with it. Just own it. And please show your pictures out there. It's okay. Classic and upkeep, spreadin' that thing like Bobby.